Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Is backup dead? Charlie, what are you? Are you joking? Of course backup's not dead. Has it changed? It's changed a lot. It's an interesting question because the role of backup is not the same as it used to be. And even going back, 10, 15 years ago, backup in the managed services space was treated very differently. It was sold differently. It was communicated, articulated to the customer very differently. And the way backup is addressed today is, I would say, radically different. And hence, we ask the question, perhaps a little inflammatory, but it's designed to be, is the traditional role of backup dead? And maybe that is a more appropriate question. And I can't answer that question myself, so here to provide his expert testimony and opinion is the Chief Revenue Officer at Axient, Charlie Tomeo. Charlie, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. I know what you guys do over there at Axient. A lot of MSPs do, but there's actually a lot. I learned this as I grow older. There's a lot of new young MSPs out there that I've never heard of, and they probably are just getting, learning the ropes and figuring out who's who. For those uninitiated, don't know what Axient does, maybe give them a little high-level overview.
Sure. Yeah, so Axient is a business continuity disaster recovery platform. So we definitely focus on, protecting your data. And, that really is our number one job. I kind of kid around with the product team, with the sales team, but ultimately that's the one thing we absolutely have to get right all day, every day.
And you've been doing that for quite a while, and you do, are you exclusive channel or, I think you work with MSPs obviously a lot.
Yeah, we are 100% channel. So we work, with the partners, we go through, distribution, partners like Pax8, and with the MSPs as well, directly.
Got it. So it may seem a little bit weird, wondering, hey, why are you asking a guy from Axient who does backup, is backup dead? And I didn't mean to insinuate that backup is dead, but I do believe that backup has certainly changed. And like I'm thinking back to the old, 2008 to 2012 period where backup was really aggressively being pushed out. It was a learning period for the MSPs. Axient certainly was part of that those early pioneering days of getting back out through the MSP channel. Maybe what are some of your recollections of how backup has changed? Well, first of all, it's not dead, is it?
So I think, when we talk about backup's dead, it's definitely referring to kind of the old way of doing things. And, honestly, we could kind of say that about almost anything, right? And one of the reasons for the initial reason why backup is kind of that traditional backup has had a slow death is ransomware, right? Ransomware, unless you've been living under a rock for the past, let's say 8 years, ransomware has been, first and foremost in front of everybody's mind. If you look at it, if you go to almost any vendor's website, they talk about ransomware, what they do. And one of the big things that has come up over the last few years is really having that, you know, just a strong, you know, disaster recovery type of model when it comes to backup, right? Because at that point, you know, if they get access to your backups, they delete them, they encrypt them, you know, the party's over. So ransomware is definitely one of the things that is kind of, you know, driven the adoption or the move away from that traditional backup. And then, you know, and another thing that everyone's aware of is the last couple of years, you know, there's been a lot of volatility in the market, right? Everything from, you know, the pandemic, work from home, you know, data is kind of moving off of your traditional devices that you protect onto, you know, more personal. So, you know, this has become like first and foremost for most of the MSPs that are out there is they've recognized that there's been change in their business model altogether.
So I accept all that. I mean, I guess maybe to summarize, you've seen backup change from being just a general IT good practice. And, you know, I don't mean to diminish, you know, like 2005, right, with Katrina in Louisiana. I remember a ton of, you know, tape horror stories, right, of companies that really suffered a lot because somebody mistakenly thought that they were backing up the tapes and storing them someplace safe and they weren't, and therefore they had, you know, more difficulty recovering from an already, you know, difficult weather event. We're not really focused exclusively on that. That still is present, but has cybersecurity and ransomware just completely upended the talking points from a data recovery and data protection standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, you've been doing this a while and you're certainly on top of, you know, the latest and greatest news. I mean, we know that, you know, the State Department, you know, a few years ago put out a memo basically saying MSPs are a target. We've seen it with the fact that, you know, they've gone and weaponized, you know, tools like the RMM tool, which most MSP use. So I think most MSPs, unless they're, you know, fairly new to the game, know that they're a target, and it's a lot easier going after the SMB market through them than going one at a time. So it's definitely something that are aware of, but you know, there's always that other issue that we always come up against. We do deal with this as vendors, and we certainly see it from an MSP standpoint, is we still have some legacy partners or customers that don't want to pay for disaster recovery. And that's, you know, because in the past, it was always that extra cost that they weren't able to absorb. And so, you know, believe it or not, you have a lot of them, you know, it may not be a big percentage, but there's still a lot of people out there that aren't doing disaster recovery.
Do you have a guess of what that percentage is?
Seeing some of the partners that, you know, and these, even some of the bigger ones that are more evolved, it's anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30% of their, you know, ultimate, you know,
of their partners, of their customers,
of their actual end customers and devices.
I mean, Charlie, if that's true, I'm not doubting it. I'm saying if that's true, that's news to the ears of the cyber gangs and the cyber criminals, right? Because that's what they want to know is, wow, that's a golden opportunity. If close to one third of the small businesses out there are not doing this, that's an opportunity to strike.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you always wind up running into people and you start talking about what you do, right? We all do that. That's, you know, natural. But, you know, one of my daughter's friends this past summer went out, met them, really nice. I was talking to this guy. He'd done a great job of building a small business and, you know, had great client base. It was something very unique. And I started asking him about, you know, so what do you do from an IT standpoint? You know, because everybody, no matter what business you are, you're actually relying on technology as well. And he said, oh, well, I have a guy that handles it for me. And I said, oh, well, you know, with what you're telling me about your business, it sounds like it's, you know, you built a great business over the past 15, 20 years. you know, this is that person know everything about, you know, all the different compliance that you have to rely on. What are you doing for backup? You know, why not? I mean, that's what I do, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, well, you know, we use Dropbox. So, you know, we talked to him. He said, yeah, I'm going to talk to my guy, but I think we're in good shape. It's nothing to worry about. And then sure enough, Thanksgiving weekend, I get a call, long distance call from him. Didn't know it was long distance at the time, on vacation with his family. And he got ransomed. So he tried to get in, trying to do some work remotely from outside the country, gets a pop up, puts all his information in. And he called me. It's like, well, what can we do? And I said, well, you know, tell me a little bit more about what you do. He tells me that I asked him if he had cyber insurance. Luckily, he did. And I said, well, you can't have your guy touch anything. Call cyber insurance now. Get off the phone with me. Call them. They need to get engaged. And the end of the story really is that cyber insurance looked at it. They did some forensics. They paid the ransom, but got a reply back after the money was gone and said, you didn't move fast enough. We want double.
Ooh,
that's... So he wound up losing information, but you know, there's a great opportunity. And I've talked to, you know, quite a few people. Like, I don't think that the average small business really recognizes what their obligation and how this could impact their business. You know, you look at, you know, SMBs, you know, usually 65% that get hit with ransomware are out of business in 6 months.
So your conversations and I mean, look, there's a lot of technology options out there. Accent, you guys have been out there. This is what you do. I mean, you're not like a Swiss Army knife, you know, having like half a dozen different things. Backup is what you do, and you've focused on that. So I'm assuming that your conversations and your relationships with the MSPs that you partner with are also similarly focused. But we're having a conversation now that is really different than the backup conversation that you would have had with an MSP 10, 15 years ago.
That's right.
Really different.
Yeah, it's a different thing, you know, and you look at it's odd about, you know, how these things go and how these things change is sometimes, you know, as you're trying to look at what the ultimate problem that you're solving for, sometimes there's some evangelizing. Right. Because, you know, you have to say, you know, here's why you would go and do this. And one of the things that I think we're seeing in the MSP ecosystem is there's been a lot more pressure on MSPs, as you know, to step up and really own that cybersecurity piece, which, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it wasn't it. Right. They had a reference architecture. They had a stack that they went with. And yeah, maybe they had some cybersecurity that was built in. Usually it was endpoint protection. But now you look at, you know, all the different vendors out there and the cool tech that's being offered into the MSP space. It's because there's high demand for it. And that's the same thing, you know, the way I look at, like you start off the conversation with backup being dead is, you know, disaster recovery with everything that we've seen between ransomware and then, you know, the work from anywhere, you know, there's been acceleration to move to cloud. So even things like, you know, backing up Microsoft 365, most people don't realize that Microsoft doesn't back it up.
Oh, Charlie, don't even get me started. I mean, that's a huge area it's an issue that I take personally because I hear a lot of MSPs say, oh, don't worry about it. Microsoft's got it taken care of. And you're right, they don't. But more importantly, that shouldn't be something conveyed downstream to customers to say, oh, don't worry about it. Your data is backed up with Microsoft. You can get it back. That's really sending the wrong message.
Yeah, well, I think ultimately the buck stops with, you know, just like with us as a vendor, like I started off saying, you know, our one job is to protect your data. That's it. Like, you know, if there's an issue, it's us. Like, we're on the hook. But, you know, you look at with an MSP, I think things have definitely changed a bit where, you know, I've seen, you know, the way cyber insurance is involved. I'm sure you have as well. But also, I know some MSPs that either won't do business with you if you don't like what they have to offer, right? So if they're going to add all these different tools to make sure you're protected, they'll walk away from the business, or they'll have you sign off that you've waived it, right? It's kind of like waiving insurance, you know, the additional insurance for the rental car, right? But that's not something that was around 5 years ago. That's something that's fairly new because, you know, they have to protect themselves.
So maybe let's refine it. Is backup dead? Clearly not. But the way backup is sold and messaged, if it's not dead, then it certainly has, it's died and been replaced with something arguably even more critical. And I use this analogy a lot, which is the password management analogy of, you know, we went through over a 10-year period, an evolution of using passwords in spreadsheets to, you need a professional multi-tenant password management system. I think that backup is certainly at the stage of, it's ubiquitous. It's not even a option. You have it. It's a best practice. To not have it is tantamount to not washing your hands before going into surgery. It's just not something that we tolerate today for MSP or for customer.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. It's true. It should not be an option at this point.
And so so your interactions with MSPs, do the new MSP, I'm assuming the veterans who've been around, you know, as long as we have, and they've seen that kind of transition, they probably get it. The new MSPs, do they get it? Like your new partners, are they understanding how important backup is in the overall scheme?
Yeah, I think they absolutely are. I mean, you look at, there's certainly enough groups out there that, you see, you know, it's almost like the farm system, right? Of how we're bringing people up, we're educating them, you know, from Robin Robbins, you know, anybody that's involved with, you know, maybe a higher level of Evolve, Taylor Business Group, you know, some of these different groups out there. And then you add people like yourself with, you know, MSP Alliance, and you know, there's enough education out there that I think the majority of the people go in, and then, you know, they are trying to educate themselves. They are trying to get that feedback of what their reference architecture should look like. So I think people get it. You know, I think the bigger issue is, you know, just educating that actual end customer, that small to medium business, as to why you need it, because it is, you know, it is shocking. I remember the days where, you know, people were struggling with getting, you know, $100 to $125 per device per month. And, you know, now you talk to some people, they're getting $250 because of all these different things that you've added on top of it. But it's just making sure that you're able to sell that.
I don't want to put you on the spot from a pricing standpoint, but in general, the cost of delivering backup as a service has gone down. I mean, meaning that we've seen prices normalize, but which doesn't mean that the service is any less valuable. But it's certainly something that argues more for the, everybody needs to be doing this. Certainly all MSPs need to be backing up their data internally. No excuses. And I think that, you know, whatever that percentage of customer, you know, like your daughter's friend who, you know, had that unfortunate situation happen, they have to become, you know, fewer and fewer in number.
That's right. And I think the, you know, the other thing is there is a if it's not broke, don't fix it type of mentality. But, you know, as we know, I mean, you know, I've been in the cybersecurity, you know, space for 20 years, and, you know, you always check when you wake up that nothing really bad happened. Right. Because, you know, especially with some of the things that are out there and the different, attacks that we've seen over the years. So you're always worried about, hey, you know, what's going to happen? What potentially could be the impact? But there really isn't, there isn't a reason at this point, because like you said, if you looked at the pricing that some people are even paying based on like legacy tech, it's a lot more than what they would pay to move over. Now, you know, one of the things that we did focus on is, you know, you have to make sure that you're, you know, understanding what the different use cases and how to solve for them. The other issue has been, you know, the hardware bit, right? So it's just there. It always was this heavy lift of putting something out there when you talk about backup, disaster recovery, and managing all these different things. So, you know, if it's hardware, you potentially having, you know, basically sending the trucks out, right, feet on the ground and going to do it. So, you know, we've also seen some changes in that, certainly over the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking, I mean, has supply chain been an issue for either you guys or for your partners?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing it. You know, we were pretty fortunate that we're a bit of a step ahead to make sure, you know, you had inventory and, but we definitely, you know, hearing it from the partners themselves.
So how are you interacting, engaging with your MSPs on their challenges? And again, we're solely focused, because that's what you do, you know, on backup. What are the main obstacles? What are the main, you know, challenges that you want to overcome, let's say, in the next 24 months or so?
Well, the one thing that we've been focusing on is just letting them know that they can afford to offer disaster recovery to that subset of partners, and also the value of, you know, the one thing that we did, we surveyed a bunch of MSPs, and we found out that on average, most MSPs use 4 different vendors for their backup and disaster recovery.
Why is that so much? Because I've heard that before, but that seems like,
you know what it is? They couldn't get everything from one vendor. I think some of that is, and it is the, hey, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So over time they've had different things. The other thing that they do wind up is, you know, sometimes they get in a position where they leave, you know, they acquire a new customer and then they just leave what they had. And so, you know, we're seeing, you know, I'd say the more evolved MSPs that are also involved in a bit of M&A, they're standardizing because they know the value of just having training on one, having one, you know, throat to choke, all those things that we all know of as best practices, that those make sense even with backup.
It would seem to me then that with the growth opportunity of getting smaller businesses who are currently not backing up data to explain to them the security, the real existential security threats to their organizations if they don't do things like backup. I'm not saying that backup is the silver bullet. It's one of several. That's got to be a fairly good thing for you guys, but also that's a challenge, right? To win that business.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We make sure that we're working with our partners. We're educating them. You know, we're doing everything from joint webinars, providing them with content that isn't just focused to them. It's really focused towards their end customers, so they're able to move people and explain to them, you know, what the problem is that they see today, and then how do they solve it? And we've had some really great success with that.
Yeah. And are you seeing any interesting trends in 2022? Like where do you think the future of managed backup as a service is headed? Like where, you know, what's the next 12 months hold for us?
I think what we're seeing, you know, and at Axiant, we have, you know, kind of we have a platform, you know, and it's solved for all your data protection needs. But, you know, one of the things that we're really seeing big is we focused a lot, you know, during the pandemic at what we thought was a gap. And we came out with a direct to cloud version of our BDR. And, you know, it's flying off the shelves. It's solving a lot of the problems that people have today. It's very easy for them to deploy, for them to seed their environments. And, you know, it's, it's basically, you know, unlimited storage, unlimited retention. So one of the things when you talked about like cost and price to go do things, it just makes it a no-brainer for them to offer this. And it's, you know, they're relying on us to really be the backup experts, not themselves.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's important work that you guys do. Obviously, it's important work that the role that your partners, MSPs, play. I just think that we need to get as fast as possible to that critical mass, whether, I don't know, it's herd immunity is maybe not the right word. You know, I have a sneaking suspicion that what you said is right, that there's just a lot of small businesses. And I hate to say it, it's probably the smaller organizations that are probably less immune or less likely to survive a really debilitating, you know, ransomware cyber attack, that with a small amount of investment into backing up their data, among other things, they could really have a lot more peace of mind. And I think that's just the, you know, it's an eminently easy thing to solve for, in my opinion.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, so Charlie, if MSPs out there listening to this say, hey, look, we're looking for a backup provider ourselves, and they're interested in you guys, what's the best way to engage with the Axient team?
Yeah, honestly, I would say just, you know, go to a website, axient.com, and, you know, sign up for a trial or for a demo, you know, and take the challenge, Leo. Let's see, you know, ultimately our goal is to put them in a position where we could save them time and save them money and offer a better service.
Yeah, well, it's really important work you guys do. It's all you do. So, that speaks a lot to a lot of MSPs who are looking for best of breed in whatever class of technology they're looking for. So, yeah, keep up the great work. And definitely, if you guys have any updates on your end you want to share with us, definitely reach out to us. We always like keeping in touch with you guys.
Thanks. Definitely appreciate the time today. And hopefully we'll see you on the road soon.
I have a strong suspicion that we will probably see a lot of people, including you guys this year. I think a lot of people are getting back out onto the circuit. So that's definitely possible. Charlie Tomeo from Axient, thank you very much for dropping by the MSP Zone. And go check Axient out, axient.com. And yeah, until next time, Charles.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.